Say, Doc, I got this thing. It's got to do with women.
Well, I sense you're having trouble finding Ms. Wright.
What, are you nuts? I meet Ms. Wright most every night. Eager young college girls, tough career women, hungry for a little R&R, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you're leaving precious little room for misinterpretation. But I sense, despite these frequent dalliances, that you're still not truly happy.
Well, sure I am. It's just that I lost a pinky ring in one of their houses. Star Sapphire, beautiful thing. I figured if I went public with it on your show, I had a pretty good chance of getting it back.
Well, Vinny, it's obvious you know nothing about this show or how to treat women. But even more appalling, you know even less about jewelry. A pinky no more needs a ring than a neck needs a gold medallion.
Just shoot me, why don't you?
I'd be delighted. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, Dr. Crane.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, Ross, we can't all choose our admirers.
It's gone way beyond the admiring stage. Have you seen this petition he's got going around?
Hi, Dr. Crane. Did you sign this petition? Someone anonymously posted in the lunchroom? It's to the talented producers of Star Trek, suggesting a new character.
The all-powerful space vixen, Rosalinda. Four-breasted queen of the planet Rosniak.
I'll sign that.
Fraser!
Well, Roz, television will never improve unless the viewers speak out.
Thanks. I better go. Well, live long and prosper.
Oh, just go. Randy, joke of the station. When I used to come in the morning, the guard would say, "Morning, Roz." Now it's all hail, Rosalinda.
Roz, I think you should be flattered. Noel's attempt to immortalize you is akin to a love poem written by Robert Browning to his wife.
Did he ever write a poem where he gave her two extra breasts?
Well, I'd have to check my English lit notes, but I think not, no. Hello? Yes? Niles, slow down. I can hardly understand you.
What is it?
Maris is missing. What? No, I don't think we should drag the koi pond. I'll be right over. All right, just hang tight. Ross, how much time left in the show?
No, you go. Do whatever you have to do. I'll handle things here.
You sure you can manage?
If I can nurse quadruplets and still find time to rule Rosniak, I can do anything.
All right, what's going on?
Yeah, Maris is really gone. I'm on the phone with the station right now.
Apparently, she just vanished. No, no, nothing.
Oh, Fraser, thank God you're here.
Any news, Dr. Crane?
No. I asked the neighbors if they'd seen any strange cars in the neighborhood. One reported spotting something called a minivan. But that was weeks ago.
Well, there's no need to panic. I'm sure she's all right.
Oh, dear me. I don't want to alarm you, Dr. Crane, but I'm getting a very strong vibration off this.
Oh, dear God.
I can see Mrs. Crane. She's waving this poker around and screaming, "You thief! Get out! You'll never get away with this!"
Wait. No, I remember. That's what she said to the decorator when he tried to double bill her for the andirons.
I was wondering why the intruder was wearing toreador pants.
Yeah, Mike, I'm still here. Yeah, that's right. She's been missing 3 days.
Excuse me. She's been missing for 3 days and you're just panic-stricken now?
Well, I only just realized it. The last two nights, I knocked on Maris' bedroom door to wish her good night, and I was greeted with a chilly silence, so naturally I assumed everything was status quo.
Thin. Make that very thin. Caucasian. Very Caucasian.
Oh, God, what could be happening to her?
Oh, wait, you got something? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, Mike ran a check on Maris's credit cards. There's been a whole bunch of charges in New York.
Oh, God, she's been kidnapped. Someone's using her credit cards.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, slow down. Armani, Valentino, Cartier, Tiffany.
Any restaurants?
Any restaurants? Not a one.
She's alive! Oh.
No.
You're certain?
Oh, yes. From that list, she's recreating her infamous Sakes Alive, I'm 35 shopping spree.
Okay, Mike. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I owe you. Bye.
Oh, Dr. Crane, I'm so relieved.
Oh, so am I. And I'm exhausted. I was so scared. Frasier, what's wrong? You look positively uncelebratory. Aren't you glad Maris is okay?
Of course I am. It's just that... Well, here you are, all panic-stricken and scared to death, and she's off on some shopping trip. Don't you find that the least bit upsetting?
Yes, I suppose her behavior was a tad inconsiderate.
Well, she left without so much as a note or a phone call.
Frasier, stay out of this. It's between Niles and his wife.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Dad. This is not the first time we've experienced Maris's selfish behavior. She always puts her needs above his. She never attends family functions. Doesn't that make you angry?
Well, over the years, I've learned to accept Maris's eccentricities.
No, she's not being eccentric. She's being arrogant and selfish.
If he says he's not angry, he's not angry.
And even if I were angry, what would you have me do?
Let it out!
Well, I am letting it out. I'm getting hives.
Well, that is a triumph of self-expression. My God, man, why don't you just let out some of the words that you're dying to say?
Oh, God, I am so sick of you and your relentless psychobabble.
You're not angry at me. That was directed at Maris.
Nope, that was for you.
This is for Maris.
Oh, okay, all right, Niles. Now you got it out of your system.
Yes, but it felt so good. Let me do one more.
All right, Niles, this is good. Oh, this is healthy, but you've got to channel it. You must talk to Maris.
Oh, no, wait. That's beautiful. Here, this one's hideous.
Hey, I gave him that for a wedding present.
Oh, right here.
Gosh, Neil!
What? Oh, Martha, this feels wonderful. Oh, you must try it. I meant at your house.
Oh, my God, it's Maris.
What?
What? Maris?
Maris? You said she was in New York.
No, I didn't know she was.
Well, you said she was in New York.
I'm going to detect it.
All right. No one panic. There's an easy solution for this. Frasier, bash me on the head with this. We'll tell Maris there was a break-in.
Niles.
Stop it. Stop it.
God, you are the damaged party here, not Maris.
But the mess.
This mess is the physical manifestation of years of repressed anger. It's time to draw a line in the sand and say, I have had enough. My God, man, show her your mess.
You're right. It's time I told Maris I will not tolerate this behavior. I'm going out there and I'm going to demand an apology.
Good for you.
I always hated that dynasty.
How are you feeling, Mr. Crane?
I'm fine. I wish you'd quit asking me.
Well, it's a reasonable question for a man who just ate a cut of prime rib the size of a hat box.
Well, whose fault's that? You're the one who was too embarrassed to walk out with a doggy bag. For what it cost, that meat was coming with me, one way or another.
Goodness, we've been gone 3 hours. Probably have a dog with a full bladder in there.
Lord, let's hope so.
Hey, Daff, how do you feel about taking him for a walk? I just want to get in there and unbuckle my pants, since I wasn't allowed to at the restaurant.
Oh, sure. We all know how Eddie needs his exercise. I mean, we wouldn't want all that fatty meat he eats clogging up his aging arteries until his poor old heart gives out.
Oh, and why don't you pick up some half and half at the corner store, too?
Get moving, old man.
There you are.
Niles.
Sorry to startle you. I let myself in. Want a beer?
No.
I have to thank you for putting me in touch with my anger. I had no idea how therapeutic it was to just pick something up and smash it.
Well, you're welcome, Niles, but how did things go with Maris?
Oh. I marched into her room and demanded an explanation. It seems that over lunch with her garden club, Maris heard that the new couture lines had arrived in New York. Mm-hmm. So she hied her way to the airport, and in her haste, she forgot to leave me a note.
Unbelievable.
Just thinking about it makes me furious.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
I told her, Maris, you were inconsiderate. And when you are ready to apologize, I can be reached at Fraser's. Then I stormed out and slammed the door. Of course, it was that 14th century Bavarian cathedral door, so I had to get two of the servants to help me slam it, but... what it lacked in spontaneity, it made up for in resonance.
Well, now, as you know, I'm not usually one to toot my own horn, but I think in this case I was on the mark. You feel good, don't you?
I feel great.
You feel empowered.
So empowered.
And you'd like to switch to wine now, wouldn't you?
Oh, please.
Hello? Oh, hello, Maris. Yes, Niles is here. I'll see if he's available.
Hello, Maris.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're not used to me speaking to you that way. That's rather the point, wouldn't you agree? I see. Well, thank you. I know this was a very difficult call for you to make. Goodbye. She wants a divorce. It's no use. She still won't talk to me.
Oh, just give her time to cool off. Call her again in the morning.
You must be exhausted, Niles. Why don't you call it a day and get some rest, huh?
You have a blanket for me?
No, now, Niles, you've been going through a rough time lately. You're not sleeping on any couch. You can sleep in Fraser's bed.
What?
You're sure it wouldn't be too much trouble?
No trouble.
I wouldn't want to impose.
No, don't worry about it. You're family.
Thank you.
Well, that was very generous of you.
Well, it's the least you can do after you get him kicked out of the house.
Well, Dad, I was just trying to do what's right for him.
Well, trust me. I handled domestic disputes for 30 years. The first rule is don't take sides.
It's just difficult when it happens to be your own brother.
Well, that's the second rule. When it's your own family, keep your nose out of their personal problems.
Starting to make some sense.
Well, you should listen to your old man once in a while.
I know.
I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything. I'm just a cop.
But a darn good one.
You're going to talk to Maris, aren't you?
I'll be back in an hour.
Me, Martha.
Go away.
Let me in. I need to speak with Mrs. Crane.
Missy Crane say no you, Dr. Crane, no other Dr. Crane, and no Crane with a cane.
Well, at least tell her that I'm here.
She know. Everybody know.
Maris? Maris, we need to talk. Oh, look. Look, I know you're up there. I can see you through the shutters. All right, if you won't talk, listen. Niles didn't ask me to come here. I came because I care about both of you. I realize that Niles spoke to you rather harshly today. Truth be told, it was I that urged him to express his anger. As hard as it was for you to listen to such criticism, you're a fair-minded woman, and you must concede that he had a right to be upset. Oh, Maris. By opening that window, you're opening up a window to a long and happy marriage. That's good. All right, you're expressing your anger. That's good, too. But listen, in spite of that last little outburst, I am not going to leave here until we've had some sort of a breakthrough. Well, I see our time is up. I'll let myself out.
I know you're there. After last night, frankly, I've had quite enough of your kind. You can stare all you like. I'm not going to give you anything to eat. Oh, all right, here. You might as well finish off this god-awful shepherd's pie that Daphne made. Lord knows it isn't fit for humans. Did that sound like humans? I said Mormons.
You're not at your quickest first thing in the morning, are you?
Well, it was a rough night.
Well, maybe next time you'll listen to your old man and not come between a husband and his wife.
And here's Dad, all sleep refreshed and bright-eyed, ready to resume his lecture.
Oh, look. Your brother left us a note.
Dear Dad, Fraser, and Daphne, when you wake up this morning, I'll be gone. Thank you for all your help, but I don't want to be a burden any longer.
You don't think... I'm sure this is all completely harmless.
Yeah, my gun's still locked up, and the door to the balcony's closed.
Yes, and we all know that Daphne Shepherd's pie is still in the refrigerator.
Hi-ho, everyone. What are you all doing inside on such a beautiful, clear autumn day?
Well, you seem awfully chipper this morning.
Well, I woke up this morning and I had a realization. Like it or not, my life is changing. I'm single now, so I went out and rented a bachelor pad. Ooh, is that coffee?
Don't you think that's jumping the gun a little bit?
Oh, no, Dad. Maris ordered me to get my stuff out of there by sundown or else she'd turn it over to a church bazaar. Oh, and I got these jeans. Right. And I'm starting a goatee, and I'm thinking of joining a gym, but I don't know whether aerobics or weight training is the quickest route to buff. Any thoughts?
One thought.
Mm-hmm.
Seek help. Niles, you've just been through a very traumatic experience here, and you are deep in denial here. You are going through some very extreme emotions right now, and rather than feeling them, you're denying they even exist.
I'm not denying my feelings. I'm so in tune with my emotions, I was able to move through them quickly. In fact, I've logged them all in my journal. Let's see. Where are we here? Awake, 5 a.m. Blissful confusion. Something's happened, but what? 5:01. Ah, yes. An overwhelming sense of emptiness and despair. 5:07. This one's hard to read. Oh, right. Wept uncontrollably. 6:15, all cried out, hungry now, ate entire box of Frosted Flakes. They're great. So don't you tell me I'm not in touch with my emotions.
9:45, get out the butterfly net.
It's not easy for me to say goodbye, especially after so many years. All we've shared, all we've meant to one another. Jean-Pierre, Marie, Bernard, thank you for your years of devoted service. As a personal favor, please look after Mrs. Crane. It'll be just you and her from now on.
The staff, they have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can we come with you?
Marta, I'm afraid this is a road I must walk alone.
Must be very painful, isn't it?
Painful doesn't begin to describe it. But they're strong, they'll get over it. Oh, watch that. Be careful with those.
Look at him, Dad. My God, he's locked in denial.
Oh, for God's sake. First you get him to move out, and then when he does, he's not upset enough for you. There's no pleasing you.
But what would please me would be to see him actually experience some real emotion. God, he's walking through this thing like a zombie.
Well, that's everything, shall we?
You know, there's no hurry, Niles.
Well, actually there is. I have aerobics at 5, and then I'm meeting with my decorator at 6:30. Off we go. Oh, have I got my wallet? Yes. Have I got my checkbook? Yes. Have I lost my mind? I can't leave! This is my home! You're not taking me!
Miles, open that door!
Nope, bye-bye. Thanks for coming. I'll tell Maris you sent your best.
Niles, calm down.
No, don't calm down. Let it out. This is very healing.
Don't you ever let up.
Boy, everything's gonna be fine.
No, it isn't. There's no life for me out there.
No, you're just excited.
I don't want to be a bachelor. I didn't like it the first time.
Well, Niles, look, just sit down for a second, all right?
Where, Fraser? Here? The chair that Maris and I picked out on our honeymoon in Vienna? Or here? Where I sit Sunday mornings playing Mahler while Maris dabs at her watercolors? Perhaps here? Where we sipped champagne on our last anniversary. Guess that really was our last anniversary.
Oh, Niles.
Dr. Crane.
Yes, Marta?
Missy Crane gave me a message for you. If you say it's all your fault, you don't have to leave.
I can stay?
She's waiting upstairs.
Niles, before you make your decision,
Just make sure that you're remembering things the way they really were. Yes, you bought that chair on your honeymoon in Vienna. But remember, you wanted to buy the chair that you saw in Paris. Yes, you sit at that piano every Sunday morning and play Mahler for Maris. But you hate Mahler. Besides Maris, who doesn't?
Look, just give him a little air here,
will you? All I'm saying is that along with the good things in your marriage, there were problems. Things you said you couldn't live with anymore. Now, if you want those to change, you have got to stand up to her. If you back down now, you will go through the rest of your life feeling weak and small because you never had the courage to say, I will not let you treat me like this, Lilith. Maris. Well, I've lost all credibility here, Dad. Would you please say something?
I told you, I'm not telling him what to do.
I wouldn't mind knowing what you think.
It doesn't matter what I think. What's important is what you think. Now, if you want to walk up those stairs, we'll support you. If you want to go out that door, we'll support you there, too. What, are you nuts? You gonna go up there and grovel to that woman after what she did to you?
Actually, I was just going to get my car keys. But thanks for the impartial advice, Dad.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?